No workers' compensation attorney. The only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComplaw.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The following program is pre-recorded.
The way you get truth out and the way you get this information out to the people is absolutely important. I don't think you realize how many people you help on a daily basis. I know I go through my day hearing all this nonsense, and I know I can look forward towards hearing you and getting some truth to finish my day. I can't tell you how much that helps me, and that's just how much it helps a lot of people I work with. I think you should run for president. I honestly mean that.
All right, well, Tony, when I run, drinks are on you. Drinks are on you.
It's the Sage, Larry Elder.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No victocrats allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
Do you want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. So many of you want to weigh in on this Epstein matter, so I'm going to try to get to the phones as soon as I can. Later on, we're going to talk about Mondami the commie and why he is, in fact, a communist. We'll use his words. We'll compare those words to the words of Karl Marx, the co-author of the Communist Manifesto. Maybe you've seen the movie. We were talking just a moment ago about the Democrats now demanding the release of the Epstein files. Mark Vesey, Democrat from Texas, said he's introducing a resolution demanding that the files be released. He posted this on X. Either Donald Trump and his acolytes fueled the rumors of the significance of these Epstein files to help his campaign, or something is there. That's why I'm introducing a resolution demanding the Trump administration release all the files related to the Epstein case. Put up or shut up. End of quote. By the way, I'm still waiting to find out whether or not Trump is going to file a defamation lawsuit against AOC for posting on X that he is a rapist. Recall that Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against ABC News because on the George Clintonopoulos show, Clintonopoulos referred to him as a convicted rapist. ABC paid $15 million to the Trump library and issued a statement of regret. So let's find out whether or not AOC has $15 million if Trump manages somehow to file a defamation lawsuit against her. I sure hope he does. It'll be very, very entertaining. Now, we talked at the beginning of the show about the Wall Street Journal putting out this anonymously sourced, no-named article about Trump sending a card to Jeffrey Epstein on his 50th birthday, and even Chris Cuomo trashed the Wall Street Journal for putting it out. And I said before, the Wall Street Journal is perceived to be conservative. It is not. The editorial part isn't. But the news part is just as left-wing as the LA Times or the New York Times. Big book about this a few years ago called Left Turn by Professor Timothy Grossclose. Used to be at UCLA, now he's at George Mason University. and talked about the top 20 sources at the time for news, Wall Street Journal being one of them. And he said 18 of the top 20, including the Wall Street Journal, are to the left. The news part, not the editorial part. So don't be surprised about this hit piece in the Wall Street Journal, because this is in the news side, not the editorial side. The National Review, which is a magazine founded by William F. Buckley, never has been particularly fond of Donald Trump. They go hot and cold. But just as the Washington Post had an article essentially defending Trump against allegations that he has done something salacious in the Epstein files, the National Review said the same thing. Here's what the National Review said, and I'm quoting at all times. President Trump's most vociferous media supporters have been in full meltdown over the administration's handling of the Jeffrey Epstein case. Last week, the DOJ and the FBI put out an unsigned two-page statement saying that no additional charges would be filed in the case. Rather than putting the matter to rest, the memo caused an uproar. Who's to blame? Everyone who has built vast castles of fantasy atop the Epstein case, including FBI Director Cash Patel and Deputy Director Dan Bongino, prior to assuming their current positions, and especially AG Pam Bondi. Bondi hyped Epstein revelations as AG by handing out worthless white binders supposedly full of Epstein files to sundry MAGA influencers, and by seemingly saying in a TV interview that she had an Epstein client list on her desk. In fact, there is no evidence that there was any client list of those partaking of Epstein's crimes, nor is there serious evidence that Epstein was murdered or that he was an agent of the Mossad. Bondi should have heeded the DOJ practice of not speaking about cases if charges aren't going to be brought, and that offense shouldn't be compounded. Yet the documents a judge has ordered released in a civil case should be made public expeditiously, and it is hard to understand why other materials related to the case, including the autopsy report of Epstein, haven't been released. Questions about this case will never be answered to everyone's satisfaction, but so far the administration has only made it worse, end of quote. And Trump said yesterday he's directed AG Bondi to release relevant grand jury testimony. Trump said this, posted on Truth Social, based on the ridiculous amount of publicity given to the Jeffrey Epstein matter, I have asked AG Pam Bondi to produce any and all pertinent grand jury testimony subject to court approval. This scam perpetrated by the Democrats should end right now, end of quote. Let's play this again. This is the California representative Trump hater Pramila Jayapal on CNN. Thought she was going to have a very soft interview. And she was asked, you know, why are you just not bringing this up? Well, why don't you bring it up during the Biden year? Well, I was really focused on many, many matters. And, well, why are you bringing it up now? Number 62.
If you see such a need to investigate this, why didn't you raise it during the Biden administration? I mean, we couldn't find that you made any public comments about Epstein in previous administrations.
Well, I would have been happy to raise it then as well. Frankly, we were focused on so many different pieces, but I have been one of the Democrats that has been consistent on what I call out Republican presidents for and Democratic presidents for, whether it is FISA, reforms that we need, whatever it has been, I've been pretty consistent. War powers, I've criticized Joe Biden just as I'm criticizing Donald Trump. I think transparency is not something that should happen only when you have a Republican president. It is something that we need for both Democratic and Republican presidents.
So then why didn't you call for more transparency earlier during the Biden administration? I'm just trying to better understand why you are so intent now on calling for this.
Well, I think I gave it the same focus that I'm giving it now. We haven't, I think I've released one tweet on this, and you wanted to talk about it, so I'm happy to talk about it here, but it certainly hasn't been the focus. I'm just responding to what I think is a massive switch from the Trump administration around this issue. My focus has been on the big bad betrayal bill, and I will continue to focus on that, but yes, I think that this information should have been released under the Biden administration. It should be released under the Trump administration.
So I had the same focus. It was just a private focus. It was behind closed doors focus. It was a friends and family focus. I have the same focus now. But my focus now is public, whereas my focus before was private. And the reason it's public is because it's public as opposed to private. When my focus was private, I kept it private. But now that it's not private, it is now public. The answer, of course, is now we think that Donald Trump is hiding something. Otherwise, why would he give an interview back in 2024 and say, I'm going to make it public, and then not do it? There must be a reason. And one more time, if there was something damning, if there was something that made Donald Trump look unscrupulous, if not criminal, you're telling me that Biden would have sat on it for 4 years, the same administration that launched lawfare against Donald Trump, the same Democrats that filed a criminal action against Donald Trump for allegedly violating federal campaign finance laws with his alleged payments to his mistress, the same Democrat Party that filed a civil lawsuit because he allegedly exaggerated the value of his properties to obtain favorable loans, even though the lenders were not angry at all. Same group that did the Fani Lewis thing, the documents case, they sat on this for 4 years, even though it had damning information. Please. Your calls when we come back, 888-971-7243. Larry Elder. Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, listen to me. After 2 weeks, he says, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain. Get back to what matters.
The following is not an actor, but a real life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Stay informed with our county's most reliable news. Tune to KCNR every Monday at 6:35 a.m. for the Town Hall Brief during the Sue McClain News Hour. Known for its unbiased reporting, the Town Hall Brief provides precise, local-only updates and compelling discussions critical to our community. Have a lead? Email townhallbriefs@gmail.com or reach out via socials at townhallbrief on linktree.com to send a DM. The Town Hall Brief, the authoritative source for Shasta County News, Monday mornings at 6:35 on KCNR.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
A little bit of soap will wash away your lipstick.
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
Why, thank you, Mr. Hand. I'm sure Trump would rather have us talk about his hand than Jeffrey Epstein. That controversy is causing so much trouble for Trump that he recently ordered it to be put in a cell and for the cameras to stop working for 3 minutes. Here's where things stand. MAGA is furious because they think Trump is refusing to release the Epstein files. In response, Trump has been saying that there are no credible files, and if there are, they're really boring. And also, Obama made them up. That part is true, and you can read them on Obama's annual Summer Epstein client list.
That is Steve Colbert giving one of his remaining monologues because the show has been canceled. And I am in a state of deep, deep depression. 888-971-SAGE. Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We'll talk about that later on in the program as well. Now, as we head into the weekend, I want to thank every one of you who stepped up to join my campaign to help our fellow Americans still struggling in the aftermath of catastrophic flooding in Texas. Just as my show started today, many women and men just like you have donated nearly $20,000 this week. That's getting us near 50% of my initial goal. Food for the Poor, the Christian nonprofit on the ground in Texas, is rushing emergency relief kits to people throughout the flooded region in central Texas. But there are so many more people to help. And if you're thinking, how can my small donation have any impact? Listen to this TV news report from Ohio.
People from around the country, including Central Ohio, are trying to help to collect supplies to bring to Texas.
If you are watching this and you feel led to give and you think, well, there's only so much I can do, it's not going to be enough, don't listen to that. Don't be discouraged. If everybody were to just give a small donation, that can add up.
Exactly. A gift of just $50 rushes an emergency relief kit to a hurting family displaced by the Texas floods. That's less than it would cost you to buy 4 tickets and a bucket of popcorn to take your family to see the new Superman movie this weekend. Or $100 gets a kit packed with supplies to 2 families. But whatever you can donate will make you a superhero for men, women, and children suffering in Central Texas. There's a Help Texas banner on my website, LarryElder.com. You can't miss it, where you can make a donation to help us rush emergency relief kits containing hygiene items, diapers, emergency medical supplies, plus essentials needed to ease the crisis facing flooded out residents. Food for the Poor, in coordination with a trusted partner in San Antonio, is delivering shipments of emergency relief supplies to support our fellow American families in the most vulnerable communities. You can also phone in your gift to 855-918-4673. That's 855-918-4673. Or text Larry to 51555. That's Larry, 51555. LarryElder.com. Help Texas banner at the very top. 855-918-4673. 855-918-4673. Or text the word Larry to 51555. You can do it the whole weekend. Have the entire weekend to think about this. Please take a moment to help our fellow Americans in Texas and enjoy your weekend. David is in Los Angeles. David, you're on the L.A. show. Larry Elder show. Thank you so much for calling.
Larry, hi. I'm a longtime listener. You're fantastic. Love to hear you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm also a longtime Wall Street Journal reader. And, yeah, I've long known that the only trustworthy part of the paper is the editorial page. It's sad, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to mention that when I saw the headline this morning, body, I had to laugh. I had to look. Is this 1840? Body? Like, really? That's what they've got?
Yeah, that's all they got. Don't we have a mountain called Mount Body, or is that different?
Yeah, Baldy. Yeah. Very good. Okay, that's it for me.
Thank you. I'm here all week. Appreciate the call. Dave is in Surprise, Arizona. Dave, always nice to hear from you.
Oh, thank you, Sage. So I don't want this to be a black pill moment, but it does seem to me, after I've expressed for a year, for years, that the coups against President Trump and President Biden have been fully revealed by DNI Gabbard. So it's a rhetorical question. That's the softball to you. When there's a coup against President Trump as a candidate and then president-elect and then president, and then against President Biden puppet when he's running for re-election, who's the target of the coup? Is it the president, or is it we the people? Because that's the scary thing, I think, when you answer that question. And why did no one in the 335 million stand up against that machine to defeat it?
You know, Dave, obviously it's a rhetorical question, but think about Trump. Had Trump not been elected? Because when Trump ran, he popularized the expression fake news. And even people who believe that the news is biased had no blooming idea how bad and deep it was and is. You know, only 3% of journalists call themselves Republicans. 97% call themselves something other than Republicans. And when Donald Trump talked about how bad ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN really are, I don't think people, even those who believe that they're biased, realized how bad it is. The way that 60 Minutes altered that Kamala Harris interview, routinely referring to Donald Trump on programs like Stephanopoulos as a convicted rapist, allowing guests to say things like that as convicted rapists. The way that the media routinely refers to illegal aliens as undocumented, and it just flows, nobody says anything at all. The way they routinely refer to January 6th as an insurrection. The way they peddled the Hunter Biden laptop story as having all the hallmarks of Russian disinformation. How bad was this? I've told you about a poll that examined the 7 swing states. And of Biden voters, 16% said had they known about the story, they would not have voted for Joe Biden, which means Donald Trump would have been reelected in 2020. And then, of course, the 2.5-year Russia collusion story. Remember when Donald Trump said they were spying on my campaign at Trump Tower? They were. Trump talked about them buying the Steele dossier. They did. Trump talking about how they used the Steele dossier and bamboozled the FISA court into getting all these search warrants. They did. Meanwhile, Hillary pays for the Steele dossier with campaign funds, gets a slap on the wrist by the FEC, never charged criminally. Donald Trump is charged criminally in New York under some sort of cockamamie theory that somehow the Stormy Daniels payments violated a federal statute. And then the Fannie Lewis case, the documents case in Florida, the Letitia James case, on and on and on. Had Donald Trump not been president, none of this stuff would have been revealed.
Never, 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 oh, I
wash away my tears.
No matter what you...
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
America, the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Later on, we're going to talk about Mr. Mondami, the commie, and whether or not he should and could be properly called a communist. Hint, he can and is. We're also going to talk about the evolution that Tom Sowell made from being a Marxist to being Tom Sowell. Now, you've all heard the adage, what goes up must come down. If only that were true of gold at the moment. Can you believe gold has hit 25 new highs this year alone and over 40 last year? As the volatile stock and bond market fluctuate, many people, banks, and governments turn to gold in times of uncertainty. But if you're buying the wrong types of gold or paying too much, you're hurting your investment. Before you buy, please call my friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in the industry for over 42 years, and he's earned a reputation for providing transparency and fair pricing. He'll explain how to get the most gold for your dollar. While we don't know where the price of gold is going, Nick tells me his clients averaged over a 55% increase in value during the past year alone. If you've already purchased gold from someone else, Nick's glad to offer a complimentary consultation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com, that's AmericanFederal.com. Please tell them that the great Odersky told you to call, 800-221-7694. Now, just minutes ago, President Trump posted this on Truth Social. Breaking news. We've just filed a powerhouse lawsuit against everyone involved in publishing the false, malicious, defamatory, fake news article, he puts the word article in quotes, in the useless rag, in quotes, that is the Wall Street Journal. This historic legal action is being brought against the so-called authors of this defamation, the now fully disgraced Wall Street Journal, as well as its corporate owners and affiliates with Rupert Murdoch and Robert Thompson, who, whatever his role is, writes Trump, at the top of the list. We've already proudly held to account ABC and George Slapidopoulos, CBS, and 60 Minutes, the fake Pulitzer Prizes, and many others who dealt in and pushed degrading lies and even fraud to the American people. This lawsuit is filed not only on behalf of your favorite president, me, but also in order to continue standing up for all Americans who will no longer tolerate the abusive wrongdoings of fake news media. I hope Rupert and his friends, again in quotes, are looking forward to the many hours of depositions and testimonies they will have to provide in this case. Thank you for your attention to this matter. We will make America great again, end of quote. Tim is in Carson, California. Tim, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Governor, how you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you for the thank you for the upgrade.
That's right. So I heard a theory about maybe Jeffrey Epstein was pulled into witness protection, and I don't know. I mean, I know it's kind of a far-fetched theory, but if they don't need Ghislaine's testimony, it kind of makes sense if they have his testimony going against all the people that are on that list. I don't know if there's even a list, but all the people that are accused.
Right.
Understand? So I don't know. I was just wanted to put it out there to, you know, maybe just to have it, put it out there and get your theory behind that.
Well, you know, my feeling regarding Ghislaine, who's now serving, I think, 20 years, give her immunity and have her go public with whatever she knows. Now, as you know, Cash Patel and Dan Bongino had both talked about the Jeffrey Epstein matter. And reportedly, Dan Bongino was so angry he was not going to come to work. Caitlin Collins of CNN said this, number 25.
No, it's not clear. Even to White House officials, Anderson, who were texting each other and texting me this morning asking, you know, whether or not they had figured out if he had shown up to work today, because it was still an open question in Washington this morning if he was going to be back at the FBI today. And, of course, he did eventually show up. We are told he had spent the weekend in Florida after not going there on Friday. But when it comes to what you just mentioned there about the relationship being untenable with the White House, He is staying in the job for right now. He is still the deputy director of the FBI right now, and he hasn't resigned or been fired. But the relationship has deteriorated so much that there are officials inside the White House who have not spoken to Dan Bongino in days, even though, of course, the question of whether or not he was still going to be employed by the federal government was...
Ever been in a bad relationship? It just wears you down. You settle in, even though deep down you know this isn't how it's supposed to be. That's what daily aches and pain are like. You stop expecting to feel good. You start thinking, well, maybe this is just my life now. It is what it is, but it doesn't have to be. With Relief Factor, you can break up with pain, like Anthony did. As he writes, and I'm quoting, "I was dealing with debilitating pain and fatigue. I've been taking Relief Factor for about 2 months, and now I'm back to running my business, fishing, gardening, doing the things that really matter to me. I've told you about my brother Kirk, who couldn't go up and down the stairs in the morning without pain. Finally, he listened to me. After 2 weeks, he said, I believe this stuff is working. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation causing pain, so you can move better, feel better, and enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. Break up with pain, get back to what matters.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their award-winning tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Find the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief today for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Summer travel is here, and it can be tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or road grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand scrub pre-clean and a personal towel dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-7243, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. So many people living with everyday pain think they're just stuck with it. It is what it is. But it doesn't have to be. Let me tell you about George from Oregon and his Relief Factor story. George, hardworking guy, spends 10 hours a day in a garbage truck. Tough job, made even tougher because he was dealing with a sore right knee that just wouldn't bend. But here's the amazing part. George started taking Relief Factor, and it changed his life. He said, and I quote, "I can bend my knee again with very little pain." Just last night, I was talking about some pain I get down my leg because of my back surgery with a friend who has exactly the same kind of pain. I recommended Relief Factor to her, and she said she's going to try it. I will report back to you with the results. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every single day. Give their three-week quick start a try, only $19.95. In a few weeks or even days, feel the difference Relief Factor can make. You don't have to be stuck living with pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF. So this morning, I'm looking at the L.A. Times, which I do so you don't have to. Big front page article above the fold about the Epstein matter. L.A. Times didn't give a rip about this. These Democrats didn't give a rip about this. Now they care because they think two things. There must be something in there that Trump doesn't want to come out. And whatever's going on, it is splitting the MAGA base, and that's a good thing. That's their attitude. By the way, you know that the DOJ fired Maureen Comey, that's James Comey's daughter, and a federal prosecutor who worked on the Epstein case. She also worked on the Diddy case. She was fired. The department gave no reason for her firing. Now, these prosecutors serve at the pleasure of the president. They can fire them for any reason or for no reason, and she has now been fired. Among those who are now demanding the release of the files is Representative Hank Johnson, the Democrat, who thought that Guam, the island, might someday tip over. Take it away, Maestro, number
35. We gone along with what we've been told. That plenty of time to in control. But can you say you will withhold the Epstein files? Dream sickle on a summer night in a folding armchair. Trump's howling at the moon. Release the Epstein files soon.
That shows you how pathetic these people are. Donald Trump, borders secured within a matter of weeks. Donald Trump decimates the Iran nuclear program. How many presidents have said that Iran cannot have a nuke? How many presidents did anything about it to make sure it doesn't happen?
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
Donald Trump on Liberation Day, market goes down substantially. Market has now more than recovered, setting record highs. Inflation tame. Gas prices lower than when Trump became president. Egg prices lower than when Trump became president. Signing all these deals, including the one he just signed with Indonesia, which, by the way, is the world's fourth largest country.
It will tip over and capsize.
And in this deal, their tariffs, by the way, have been reduced from a proposed 32% to 19%. In exchange, Indonesia is committed to buying 50 Boeing jets, billions of dollars in American goods. The deal also prevents China from using Indonesia as a backdoor to avoid the U.S. tariffs. He signed several deals. ICE is deporting the worst of the worst. The polls show that Americans support Donald Trump's plan for mass deportation, and they certainly support Donald Trump's focus on getting rid of the worst of the worst. So what do these people have?
And capsize.
Defending people like the Maryland man, wife beater, MS-13 gang member, human smuggler. What do they have? Attacking ICE, including shooting at ICE. What do these Democrats have? And Donald and Barack Obama gives them advice to toughen up. So apparently they followed that advice. You know what they did to toughen up? Senators walked out of a hearing rather than to listen to more testimony about a Donald Trump judicial nominee. They just walked out. And Pelosi said, I'm proud of them. We're showing how tough we are. Number 68.
I congratulate them for doing it. I'm proud of them for doing it because public sentiment is important in all things, as Lincoln has told us. But for public sentiment to prevail, people have to know. And this dramatic move on the part of the Senate Democrats is very important. With all the respect in the world for some of the Republican senators, how they could associate themselves with such a ridiculous choice for a lifelong Court of Appeals appointment is really, really hard to understand, except maybe cowardice and fear of the President of the United States. This man should not be. Look, 900 former members of the Justice, people at the Justice Department came out against this appointment. This is as low as you can get. But they seem to have been having a limbo contest with themselves to see how low they can go in terms of the lack of quality of the candidates that they put forth, both in their cabinet and in these judgeships.
A limbo test, better than a Dove bar test.
No matter what your morning routine is, work out first, shower, then breakfast. Maybe you're a give me coffee, get ready for work, and then breakfast kind of person. We can all agree on one thing. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And do you know who else it's important for? Your dog. Like you, your dog needs live nutrition to fuel their day. Rough Greens is America's number one dog supplement. It's packed with all live nutrients your dog needs to keep them happy and healthy. So for a shinier coat, less scratching, better digestion, and more energy, start your dog's day by adding a scoop of Rough Greens to their breakfast. Fetch a free Jumpstart trial bag for your dog today. It's a $20 value when you get it for free. Just go to roughgreens.com, promo code KIRK, or call 214-RUFF-DOG. That is roughgreens.com. If you love your dog, all dog lovers out there, all dog owners out there, listen carefully. Go to roughgreens.com, promo code KIRK. That is roughgreens.com, promo code Kirk. Rough Greens, so good your dog will ask for it by name.
I'm Dean Owen, CPA. Tax laws are always changing. That's why you need a plan to pay the least amount of taxes. Because if your business and income and retirement planning is not tax smart, it's probably tax dumb. Let's fix that today. Call me, 270-554-0720. Or go to the website, owencpa.com. That's owencpa.com. Let's disinherit the government and not your kids. Helping you pay the least amount of tax legally is what we do. This is who we are. We are unapologetically pro-American, pro-God, pro-life, and pro-Second Amendment. If those are the values you look for in a tax and money advisor, give us a call. That number again, 270-554-0720, or check us out on our website, owencpa.com. owencpa.com. Give us a call today.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441.
You're about to say what's on my mind.
Larry's father, Staff Sergeant Randolph Elder, says hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. And now, here's Larry Elder.
But before we start the show, I want to let you know something that I found out just last night. Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And yeah, I share your feelings. It's not just the end of our show, but it's the end of The Late Show on CBS. I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away.
So sad. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. The Steve Colbert Show, which I couldn't watch even though you didn't have to, has been canceled. Is it because of ratings? Is it because of a financial decision, as CBS says? CBS, by the way, is being sold and being merged with another corporation that apparently feels that the show has gone too far to the left. 60 Minutes also has been reined in a little bit. And the natives over there are not happy. Is it because of that? Is it because of ratings? Or is it because of the Trump effect? All of this and more. We're also going to talk about Mr. Mamdani, the self-described Democrat socialist. Actually, he's a communist who wants to be the mayor of New York. Is it fair to call him a communist? And people are focusing on him saying, not condemning the statement, globalized intifada, as if that's the issue. What about when he called Israel apartheid, as he said many times? What about when he accused Israel of engaging in genocide, which he has done many times? Why are we focusing on whether or not he has condemned the statement, globalized the intifada, when he's called Israel an apartheid state and accused Israel of engaging in genocide? There's no parsing of the words there. He flat out said that stuff. Now, about the Democrats walking out rather than to stay at the hearing of the man nominated by Donald Trump for the Court of Appeals, here's what Senator Grassley, Republican from Iowa, said, number 66.
Before you disband, I'd like to have everybody that's here know that what happened here today is no different than when Democrats cut off debate on Judge Kashubi and Judge Lee against Republican protest to continue debate in November of 2023. In that markup, Senator Blackburn and others were not offered an opportunity to speak on those nominees, and Chairman Durbin ordered the vote, just like the obstruction we saw here. I ordered the vote this time, so if you'll spread that word that this is not unprecedented, either the actions of the minority walking away or what we did here as a majority, it's happened before, and we have to move things.
So much to get to next hour, including the evolution that Tom Sowell took to go from being a Marxist to being Tom Sowell. I'm Larry Elder.
I'm Dean Owen.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff. staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.